Hi, this is a dictation for Justin Henderson. JustinHenderson. Data service is 8/13/2024. A patient presents with a severe pain in the right hip and right knee and the left knee. Pain are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. No history of fall or any accident, automobile accident is reported. It's a advanced osteoarthritis. X-rays of the hip showed advanced sclerosis and osteoporosis and fracture of the head of the humor impacted. And patient has been informed about this finding, which requires a hip replacement. The patient doesn't want to get it done. Similarly, the knee X-rays are bone on bone. An MRI has not been done yet, which has been ordered for the knee and the hip. Overall, the ADLs are affected blind. Patient cannot go up and down. It's affecting her sleep. However, patient reports 60% improvement in her symptoms when the injections are given to the knee and when medications are provided. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional histories. For substance abuse as well as compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 152/71, pulse 67, pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam is from the previous visit dated 7/23/2024, dictation number 0728-002. The plan is to provide the patient with the Tylenol codeine, number 3, 1 daily, 30 tablets. After reviewing the maps and the labs, patient should continue. Patient has been encouraged to do physical therapy. She is also encouraged to do a MRI for the knee and the hip, and she has been referred to an orthopedic surgeon as well. An injection of the intra-articular of both knees is being ordered and will be performed. Patient has provided consent. Thank you. The procedure is intra-articular injection of both knees bilaterally with steroid and morphine. The procedure for intra-articular injection was done according to the protocol. The indications are as follows. The patient is suffering from severe pain for several years, unable to go up and down the stairs, cannot sleep well, cannot walk at all. She's using roller walker. X-rays has shown extensive damage to the hip and the knee, which requires a total knee replacement and hip replacement. Patient doesn't want to get the surgery done at this time. She's not ready clinically, medically, psychologically. And the procedure was done according to the protocol. Patient left the office in a happy mode. Thank you.